Zank FM, and here's why.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
For those that travel on a completely different set of train tracks from the rest of us and get derailed. It is why we can't have nice things, and it starts us once again at the Louvre Museum out there in Paris. Louvre's having themselves a month. Of course, you know, they had the big old $100 million plus heist just last month.
Yeah.
And yesterday, they are having to close some major areas of the Louvre because of, quote, structural integrity issues.
What?
Yeah, they're worried about some of the beams that are holding up the floors and ceilings of the Louvre. Oddly, it is mainly affecting the modern art wings, and that's the antiquated fragility they have there. This on the heels of, well, why not sneak one more in before they shut down half the Louvre? Louvre security once again under scrutiny. Social media pranksters snuck in their own fake version of the Mona Lisa. They built it out of largely Lego bricks and placed it directly next to the real one without the security team questioning them at all. Doing great over there. We should get the head of security back. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Those TikTok challenges just won't stop, and they can be very expensive. You know that trend of decorating your entire car with Christmas lights? Well, police are now issuing warnings. That flashing lights and other such accoutrements on your vehicle is distracting other drivers. Some folks are even getting $200 tickets.
That's not good. I kind of like them.
I mean, they're cute.
Make me feel festive as we're driving around.
And then you think it's Officer James. No. No, it's not.
Woo, 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 yeah, woo. Gets a lot of people confused.
Just Barb from Benbrook. Yeah. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Well, since we're all over AIs back this morning, a newspaper, the leading English language newspaper in Pakistan, has drawn flak for using obvious artificial intelligence to write many of its news stories and not really bothering to clean it up afterwards. So this was a business news story front page on November 12th. And you got the little report. And then it said, next paragraph, quote, if you want, I can also create an even snappier front page style version with a punchy one-line stats and a bold infographic ready layout. Perfect for maximum reader impact.
We like it punchy.
Do you want me to do that next? They say it's an embarrassment for print media. Yep. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. A woman in mental health once told me, if you were born before 1980 and are looking for enlightened parenting, you are out of luck. And now we've officially jumped the shark because moms and dads are now asking their babies permission to change their diapers. And then explaining why we need to do this. Ask if they want to walk or crawl to the changing table, and then checking body language to see how they're feeling about it. Hmm. Or you can do all of the above and then clean up how they're feeling from the kitchen floor. Yeah. You know, you do you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, let us know that. To steal a Dr. Phillip. And how's that working out? Dum, 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 dum. Wow. Here we go. It's, I think, our first Christmas Why We Can't Have Nice Things related event.
Aww.
And this is a hit and run. But don't worry, everybody's okay, except for the Christmas tree display of Kingsburg, California. So this guy barrels through, destroys several of the trees in there. Local residents are evidently devastated by the senseless act of destruction.
Rude.
And the driver fled the scene after causing significant damage. Police are asking for community's help in identifying the hit-and-run Grinch, they say. The destroyed Christmas tree display.
Kingsburg is in the valley. You know who they knew back in the day.
Oh, dear.
Lupe. She did not do any of that.
Oh, you in trouble, dum-dum.
I don't know, man.
You better run.
That's not what I hear.
It's a sad day in a woman's life when she gets arrested at the Dollar Tree. Apparently, someone trying to lift a phone charger got caught and didn't appreciate the person trying to stop her. So she slugged him with a jug of Hawaiian Punch and tried to run them over in her car. Noblesville, Indiana's finest were on the case. She's now making calls from the rec room and doesn't even need a charger. You see how all that worked out?
So she hit a guy with Hawaiian
punch and then tried to hit him with a car.
I bet the irony was lost, unfortunately. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, back to the art world, a museum worker in Thailand cleaned a dirty mirror without realizing it was a piece of art.
Oh, no.
Yep. You can now see just crystal clear. They did a great job. Amazing job. But according to the artist, the mirror was supposed to, quote, represent the distorted self-awareness of the middle class.
Yeah.
And if you want, I can also create an even snappier front page style version with a punchy one-line stats and a bold infographic ready layout, perfect for maximum reader impact. Do you want me to do that next?
Dum, 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 dum.